Chinese maritime militia vessels are believed to be responsible for a series of laser attacks on Australian Navy pilots in the hotly contested South China Sea. The Defence Department has yet to comment on the incidents, which occurred while an ADF task force toured Asia. But it's not the first time Beijing has been linked to the dangerous tactic. Here's Defence correspondent Andrew Green.
HMAS Canberra anchored off Darwin this week, marking the end of a massive three-month regional engagement exercise for the Australian Defence Force. Air Commodore Richard Owen led the Indo-Pacific Endeavour mission and spoke to the ABC on Monday.
It's important because it just realigns ourselves with the Indo-Pacific.
The task group commander also confirmed his warships had recently encountered the Chinese military while transiting through the South China Sea.
I've figured out in my three-month journey with the Navy, they're quite a friendly bunch. And as they go past, they will get hails from different ships. They want to know who we are, where we're going, and what our intentions are. And the Chinese were no different. They were friendly, they were professional, and said g'day.
But not all interactions in the contested international waters claimed by Beijing were so friendly. During night flights, Navy helicopters were temporarily forced back to their ship so pilots could receive medical checkups following a series of laser attacks. Military officials have told AM they believe the lasers were pointed from fishing boats, although it hasn't been formally confirmed if the vessels were Chinese flagged.
I think that's certainly a possible explanation, and it wouldn't be an isolated case because that has happened elsewhere and has been reported affecting American aircraft in the past.
Dr. Ewan Graham is from La Trobe University and spent some time on board HMAS Canberra during Indo-Pacific Endeavour. He says Beijing is known to maintain a robust maritime militia in the South China Sea, composed of fishing vessels equipped to carry out missions just short of combat.
It's clear that China doesn't want foreign militaries to operate in the South China Sea. China, for its own military strategic reasons, sees the South China Sea as an area that it would like to neutralise as far as possible for its own operation.
The Defence Department is yet to respond to AM's questions about the recent laser attacks, but last year it described reports of similar targeting of US aircraft in the Pacific as an unwelcome and potentially dangerous development.
Defence correspondent Andrew Green.